When it comes to the women's issue, when it comes to women, you need a cultural revolution. You need a whole new set of values to come into existence so that women become freer. And you can't do that through the 25th of January revolution. You have to do that through changing the educational system, the media discourse, lots of things. So it would take a longer time because it's a cultural change.
Saha El-Mughi, thank you very much indeed for being with us this morning.
Thank you for hosting me.
And now the serial, Life and Fate, continues with a story set behind the German lines.
Life and Fate, Lieutenant Peter Bach, a German field hospital, November 1942.
Give me your arm.
I...
Seen it all before, Lieutenant, every bit of every man. Hands on head. Can't have you in front of the doctor looking like you've just crawled out of a dugout. Not too hot, is it?
It's extraordinary.
By the time you're out of here, all that'll be sorted out. Sorry. Ruskies will be grovelling for peace.
That's not what they're...
Sorry, Lieutenant?
No one down there, the fighting in Stalingrad City, no one thinks it's going to be over anytime soon.
Foot.
Nobody knows how this is going to end up.
Other foot. You're lucky the bullet passed straight through here.
I mean, it's what the men are saying.
I'll give you two more minutes in there while I tell the doctor. Tal's there.
Sister.
Lieutenant.
What I said, morale, if anyone asks, on the front line, it's solid.
2 minutes.
Bloody hell.
It's just this trap door, flat in the ground, middle of all these bricks and steel. So how'd you find it? Listen, where we are. You lift this trap door in this cellar, it's only about 3 metres square, but they got cushions and these mattresses. And there's this oil lamp with a red shade.
Why is it always red?
Well, like I said, it's the four works. One of them's got lipstick.
I mean, who decided red? Why not, I don't know, yellow?
These women, I mean, for example, how long do you get?
You get what you pay for. You can pay to have both of them at the same time if you want. There isn't too much of a queue.
You mean usually two men normally go in there at once?
They got this camouflage netting across the middle of the room.
Where is this?
You want to hope they don't charge by the kilo?
Here, fatso, pass us the ball. Go on, we'll have a kick around.
Oh, very funny.
Oh, go on, goalie, stop hugging it. Let everyone have a go. Oh, no, it's not a ball.
Leave it out, girl.
I try to exercise. It's just, it all goes to my waist. If they didn't put me in an office all
day... Oh, you
want to
be out here, lying in a shell hole like me? Ivan sniping every time you breathe out, grenade up your jexy if you take a crap.
Well, you think it's easy in the Reichsministry, the sort of pressure we're under? Biggest concentration of forces in the history of human warfare. We're supposed to itemise it all. Everything. You've never seen so many GK-73 requisitions in your life.
Bloody desk jockeys. Back in Berlin.
Fresh. Let's hear more, come on.
Right. One of them's blondish. Yeah. The other's half redhead, half... I don't know what. You don't look at the mantelpiece anyway, do you?
God's sake.
What are you, Bach? Some holy celibate monk?
Oh, I think we got one here. Mm. You know.
I've had Russian women, my share.
Well, tell us about some of them, then.
Tell us.
I got myself a local at the moment. She knows who the master race is.
It's when they want to hang about and talk to you. I can't take it.
Never talk to them. Rule one. Yeah. Gives them the wrong idea.
I can tell first when you see I...
There were these fires burning the day after we took the house. It was the only light to see your face by.
Yes.
You were standing there, trembling, shivering. I went over to you.
You give chocolate to me.
If I'm killed, you must find someone else. An officer, you promise me.
No one kill you, not now. Not with me.
I didn't mean not here, not now.
I understand. Now you and me together, we not never killed.
Had one of them, just a one-night billet. When we were coming through Kalach, we drive on. She turns up the next night. She's following me.
Didn't she realise?
Walked all the way expecting the works, wedding bells, I don't know.
Did you do her?
Gave her to the platoon.
She wasn't walking too
you
far.
You protect me, yes?
The bombs are falling on both of us. They don't make a distinction.
I go, and you, to Germany.
Let's not talk about after this.
I go to Germany.
If I live that long. If any of us live.
Every time you stop, I know you go.
I'm just looking at you.
I wait, you come back.
Kiss me.
Always you say kiss me and you go.
I'm staying, Zina. I'm staying. Please. I'm staying the whole night. I'm staying the whole night here with you. I promise.
Just use them and leave them for the next battalion coming through. Okay.
Officers first, enlisted men second, conscripts third.
Civil servants last.
Oh, I know, very funny.
Go back to Berlin and requisition yourself some women.
Maybe I will, as soon as they've got the shrapnel out.
Bet you've even got a form for it.
There's a form for everything, my friend.
Send me a couple of freshly requisitioned Bavarian girls.
Nice wide mouths.
Nice wide open legs.
Your turn, Bach.
Sorry?
The Bavarians?
Sorry, I was thinking.
Deep, isn't it?
No point in thinking, mate. Just use them and lose them. Think about it and you're kiboshed.
That's what I'm telling you. This major I was in the dressing station with.
What did he say?
Ivan, he launched a counterattack up northwest of the city and retook a train station.
That's where we've got Romanians, isn't it? Or ITIs.
He said they've sent our HQ officers, put some guts up their spines.
Hey, how many gears on a Romanian tank?
Oh, not now.
Four reverse gears and one forward gear in case the enemy attack from behind.
Look, we're overstretched and Ivan knows it.
Ivan hasn't got new tanks, new planes.
So why have we got our radio operators up there all along the front, sending out messages all day and all night?
Good communication.
Speaking German. So Ivan will think the line's held by proper German soldiers.
I just think an ITI battleship.
They're never going to fall.
Put it in
the
water.
What were you before the war, Captain?
Here we go.
I wonder, what university?
You know full well my father was a farm worker. And his father before him. And I'll be proud to go back to the farm.
But here you are, an adjutant at Regimental HQ.
You was born into it. I had to work.
Oh, look, people have been shooting at me since 1939. I get food, drink, clothes. Don't need to start philosophising about it.
We've all gained something from National Socialism.
I told you, didn't I?
What?
Toffee Nose here would turn out to be a party man.
Well, I am, as it happens. I am thinking of feeling... I want to join the party.
You posh lot have had it all for centuries. A bit of a shock when it changes, isn't it?
My mother will be. I'm going to have to write and explain.
People like you. You always float to the top. Don't sweat it.
Well, there's room for everyone.
I'll go where I wanted. Take what I'm given.
All of us. If we join the party, we can change it. Look, think about it. Great artists and composers and writers are part of Germany. You can't just let these thugs in the police get rid of everything that's... You can force Einstein out, but who's going to take his place?
Einstein?
The man's a genius.
Albert Einstein.
But isn't Einstein a... isn't he?
We should be able to handle that.
I've seen how the special action groups handle it.
That's wrong. The shootings, those vans they gas them in, it's... I'd put an end to all that.
What else are we going to do?
You were saying before, all that about German character, German soul.
That's right.
So there's got to be a Jewish soul. Jewish...
I was talking about what we really find precious. What we have that's immortal. The German will, the German spirit of self-sacrifice. That's what the party has given us. Given birth to this great nation state. Shown us what's really worth...
Everything all right in here?
Yes. Good. Thank you.
So old Fatso was faking after all then, was he?
Our hero, civil servant malingering, was he, sister?
Come on, nurse, what's going on?
cardiac arrest during the operation.
What's that?
Heart attack.
He's dead.
He died nobly for his fatherland.
Probably choked on a requisition form.
It wasn't some act he was putting on. He was a genuine patriot, sincere.
It looks like there's a sudden vacancy in the party and you're just the man.
The state isn't an effect, it's a cause. Can't you see that?
Oh, Jesus.
We can change things if...
Look
we...
at this, me arties. Monsieur Hennessy's best.
Is that French?
Swapped it for a pair of fur boots. Those eye ties, they can't take a bit of cold.
I love this man.
Didn't the nurses... You were waiting for the goalkeeper to go, weren't you?
Gents, from your very own Captain Fresser, with greetings from the Barricardi Weapons Factory front.
Captain Barricardi.
Any more?
I can feel it in my ghoulies already.
I'll pour another round, shall I? Mm.
It's bloody good we ended up in the same ward.
I knew that the moment I came in. I said these are real hard frontliners.
When this is over, we must set up an association for Stalingrad veterans.
Remember the vodka we drank in the summer marching through the steps?
Once winter's in, the front's not shifting neither way.
There's more tanks and guns out there than you've ever seen. We're about to punch right through to the Volga.
We'll be having Vladivostok girls by Christmas.
To Vladivostok girls.
All the way to the ward. Come on.
I don't think I can.
You need to keep those muscles working. Step, straighten, step. Straighten.
Come on, hop along, you can do it.
Quick march there, step to it, Bach. Hop, hop.
Your friends are waiting for you. Nearly there.
Oh, they just like to see me suffer.
Lieutenant Bach?
Yes?
A visitor for you.
What?
Asked to see you, specially.
Officer?
A woman, sir. A young woman.
Russian?
Native population.
Well, yes, Russian.
Well, this is not correct.
Sorry, sir. I said you could come along and... well, she's here, sir.
Good God.
Zina?
Lieutenant?
Now, that's what I call successful work on the occupied people.
Yeah, get her in here. The lieutenant's got a good wide bed. We can marry him right up now.
Captain!
Women, see? Like dogs. They always follow their men.
You can't come here. This is strictly...
He's walking right now, isn't he? The man's got an incentive.
I walk a long time.
This is wrong. It's forbidden. How did you know where I was?
I ask. You go, I ask.
The field ambulance?
I ask.
So, everyone knows now?
What's bad?
We're gents, Barky. We'll give you the room. How long do you need?
You most certainly will not. I'm getting the doctor.
What if I had family working here or something?
What?
A week, 10 days? You can't go chasing men after just a week.
I won't see. You good?
For God's sake, get out of here.
I walk. All night.
This is wrong.
I want to see you.
We are doing something important here. I am giving myself up to it, willing to die for the fulfillment of our destiny.
I no understand.
I want you out of here at once.
That's it, Barky. Send her off.
Go, go. Get out of here. You, soldier, see this woman off the premises.
Sir, come on, you. Come on.
You put her in her place.
Just another bitch on heat.
And this afternoon, the tide begins to turn for the Russians. Margaret O'Brien says, Jenny Murray does not appear to know the difference between nits and headlice. I think it would be helpful for listeners, particularly those responsible for the care of children, to know the difference. Margaret, I do know the difference. Nits are the eggs stuck to the hair. And when I was doing points of view, it was lice, I'm afraid. And also, Mike says, while in a meeting, I reached in my pocket to pull out a handkerchief, which turned out to be a pair of my child's underpants. Bob the Builder ones. Bye-bye.
Hope they didn't fit. Woman's Hour was presented by Jenny Murray and produced by Sarah Johnson. Kate Adie presents more dispatches from foreign correspondents after the news. And we're up close and personals. Robin Irvin takes part in a wrestling match on the grasslands of eastern Mongolia. And in New England, Julian May discovers why lobster fishing is apparently helping to increase the crustaceans' numbers. From our own correspondent, in a couple of minutes.
Hello and welcome to The Bottom Line.
Evan Davis returns with a new series of Business Conversations.
I do think customers have the toughest challenge in the weekly budget they've ever had today.
I don't buy the doom and gloom story. I don't know. The long term, people buy the same as they always have.
The consumer is actually, you know, they're savvy and they can tell the spin from the reality.
The Bottom Line, this evening at 8:30 on BBC Radio 4.